Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I am Harsh Singh and in this audio we will discuss the writer Kamala Das. Now the dates of Kamala Das are from 1934 to 2009. And before diving into the characteristics of her works and her important works, usse pehle main aapko ye bata dun that she also used a pseudonym or a pen name called Madhavi Kutty. Madhavi Kutty. M-A-D-H-A-V-I-K-U-T-T-Y. Madhavi Kutty. Now she is a post-independence writer and she belongs to that generation of Indian writers who focus more on personal experiences rather than colonial experiences. Because agar aap 1930s ke novelists ko dekhoge, for example Raja Rao, those novelists or those writers focus on the independence struggle, on how Gandhiji had a great influence and how freedom was underway, freedom struggle was underway after independence. Of course independence had been achieved, so now many writers turn towards their own personal experiences and that is what they describe in their writings, and that is the case with Kamala Das. And one more fact you should know about the works of Kamala Das is that she openly and very frankly talks about female sexual desire. Now this issue might be something which has become easy to write about in today's time, but in those times in which she wrote, okay, us time society, Indian society was very conservative, very orthodox. In those times she wrote about these issues, so in some ways she was ahead of her times in terms of picking themes for her novels or short stories or poetry. And Kamala Das wrote both in English as well as Malayalam, and she's famous for her confessional as well as feminist poems. Now as I said that she talks about female sexual desire in her writings, in especially in her poems. And the other themes that she explores in her writings is related to marriage, motherhood, domestic life of women. Along with that, she also depicts her own personal experiences as well as contemporary realities of India, especially Kerala and its women. Okay? Because as I said that Kamala Das was born in Kerala, but she later on married a very senior person, let's say somebody 15 years older than she was. Okay? 15 saal zyada bade aadmi ke saath unhone shaadi bhi kar li thi. So all of these experiences she mentions in her poems and in her other works. Now after that, let me talk about the important works written by Kamala Das. Okay? Now as I said that she talks about her experiences also in her writings, aur inki bahut hi famous autobiography hai. The title is My Story. Okay? This is the English translated version. Of course it was originally written in Malayalam. Okay? Malayalam mein likha gaya tha, and this was published in 1973 and the English version was published in 1976. Aur isme, is autobiography mein ye broadly she narrates her life from childhood to adulthood. Okay? And this book also reveals her struggles as well as conflicts with her family, society and herself. And the scenes that she describes are very very intimate in nature. Matlab shockingly intimate. And I say shockingly intimate because it was published in 1976 and as I told you that Indian society was very orthodox. Theek hai, to un dinon is tarike ka intimate work or very explicit work about her private matters, private life, in sab cheezon ke bare mein likhna bahut hi improper mana jata tha. That's why it was shocking at that time. Now let me tell you the names of some of her other works. ठीक है, तो आपको टाइटल से ही समझ में आ जाएगा कि व्हाट दिस इज अबाउट. नाउ देयर इज अ वेरी फेमस नॉवल बाय हर कॉल्ड अल्फाबेट ऑफ लस्ट. ठीक है, अल्फाबेट ऑफ लस्ट, LUST, दैट लस्ट. ठीक है, अल्फाबेट ऑफ लस्ट व्हिच वाज पब्लिश्ड इन 1976. उसके बाद एक शॉर्ट स्टोरी है, अ डॉल फॉर द चाइल्ड प्रोस्टिट्यूट. ठीक है, दिस इज द टाइटल, अ डॉल फॉर द चाइल्ड प्रोस्टिट्यूट. दिस वॉज पब्लिश्ड इन 1977. उसके बाद एक और शॉर्ट स्टोरी है इनका, टाइटल्ड पद्मावती द हार्लट. पद्मावती द हार्लॉट, दिस इज द टाइटल. एंड हार्लॉट क्या होता है? HARLOT. हार्लॉट इज जस्ट अ काइंड ऑफ प्रोस्टिट्यूट, उसे कहते हैं. सो इवन द टाइटल्स ऑफ हर नॉवेल्स एंड शॉर्ट स्टोरीज, दे आर वेरी वेरी इंटीमेट एंड वेरी वेरी एक्सप्लिसिट इन नेचर. एंड देर आर मेनी सेक्सुअल रेफरेंसेज इन द टाइटल इटसेल्फ. ठीक है, नाउ उसके बाद यू शुड नो दैट शी हैज पब्लिश्ड 3 बुक्स ऑफ वर्स इन इंग्लिश. ठीक है, टाइटल पहले का है समर इन कैलकाटा. ठीक है, समर इन कैलकाटा, दिस केम आउट इन 1965. उसके बाद द डिसेंडेंट्स विच केम आउट इन 1967. उसके बाद एक और वॉल्यूम ऑफ पोएट्री है इनका, द ओल्ड प्ले हाउस एंड अदर पोएम्स. ठीक है, द ओल्ड प्ले हाउस एंड अदर पोएम्स, दिस वॉज पब्लिश्ड इन 1973. And in all of these volume of poetry, one feature of Kamala Das's writings you will again and again notice, as I told you also earlier, that the frankness with which she talks about issues of sex. There is a poem called An Introduction, okay? An Introduction, in which she writes of the trials of early marriage, okay? And let me quote this. When I asked for love, not knowing what else to ask, for he drew a youth of 16 into the bedroom and closed the door. He did not beat me, but my sad woman body felt so beaten. Unquote. Now, uske baad ek aur poem hai inka, The Looking Glass. Theek hai, The Looking Glass. Isme ek paragraph hai, ek stanza hai. Quote, gift him all, gift him what makes you woman. The scent of long hair, the musk of sweat between the breasts, the warm shock of menstrual blood, and all your endless female hungers. Unquote. So, these are the very explicit references that you will find in the poems of Kamala Das. Okay? So, from an exam point of view, just remember the basic characteristics of the work of Kamala Das, the important volumes of poems that she has published, and also the pseudonym or the pen name that she uses. Kya bataya tha maine? The pen name is Madhavi Kutty. MADHAVIKUTTY. Madhavi Kutty. And one more thing you should remember is the title of her autobiography. Title kya hai? My Story. Theek hai? My Story. Originally it was published in Malayalam and later on translated into English. And this is the English translation. My Story.